A warm front continues to slowly lift its way across New York and western New England. It's also responsible for some shower activity, mainly across the North Country. The warm front has made better progression to the north through portions of central and western New York, where temperatures have really spiked this afternoon. As we work into tonight, that warm front will continue to lift its way through our area, so overall it'll be a fairly mild night for this time of year. Most areas should be near or above the 50-degree mark. Later at night, we'll see a cold front come in from the west, and that is likely to trigger some showers as we work through the night, and that chance for showers will continue into the day tomorrow. The front itself will make slow progress through our area tomorrow, so with that chance for showers, we'll have plenty of clouds around. It's still going to be fairly mild tomorrow, with most areas near or above the 60-degree mark, but this is going to be the last time that we see 60 for quite a while, as some much colder weather will work its way into the northeast as we work through the end of this week right into the weekend. So highs on Thursday will only be in the 40s and 50s. We'll have the chance for at least a few showers, mainly north and west of Albany. We'll have a chance for showers that will increase during the day on Friday, with temperatures mainly in the 40s. And then as we work into the weekend, our focus will turn to the potential for a coastal storm that is likely to bring a cold rain and potentially some snow to our area as we work towards late Friday into the weekend. Certainly, it's very early to make any snow projections, but just given the time of year, we certainly would favor the higher terrain for a better opportunity of snow, but it's certainly something that we will have to monitor quite closely as we work through the next several days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high 65 to 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low 50 to 55, and for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers primarily north and west, cooler, with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs in the 40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.